Ally.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report on all of these Genesis radio stations and also on KUIK, our newest member, broadcasting out of Portland, Oregon. I have Bill Walsh on the line with me right now. We're going to talk about something that I think you may find to be very, very interesting. First of all, Bill is a real expert in the field of municipal bonds. He's been in the business for about 30 years. He started his firm, Henyon & Walsh, about 22 years ago. They specialize, actually, in municipal bonds. As you all know, Big Al is a proponent, strong proponent of diversification. We've never talked about muni bonds on this show, and I think it's something that you folks should probably think about. Don't construe this as being investment advice, by the way. I am not an investment advisor. Bill, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Al.
Okay, you feel that a very, very solid place for a portion of an individual's financial portfolio to be is in the area of muni bonds. Tell us why.
I feel again, depending upon an individual's goals and objectives, municipal bonds could really be a strong foundation for a lot of portfolios. If your objective is income, if your objective is a degree of safety, municipal bonds have and are providing, very, very attractive yields compared to other items.
Well, a muni bond, for example, a tax-free muni bond that pays 3 or 4%, for an awful lot of investors, that 3 or 4% would translate to a return a little over 6%.
Sure. I mean, depending upon your tax bracket, 4% return on a tax-free bond could be, certainly 6.5% equivalent in something else. So you'd have to be getting a CD, a money fund, any taxable investment at 6.5% to equal 4 in a tax-free bond.
Prepping for this interview, Bill, I wanted to bring up one question, and the question is, right now the economy of the United States is really kind of on the ropes, in the sense we're plugging along at a 1% growth rate. You have certain municipalities that are in big trouble financially. I think a logical question that a lot of people would have is, given the current economic environment, are muni bonds, for example, as safe today as they were 20 years ago?
In my opinion, I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is no question there are municipalities that are under tremendous financial duress.
Mm-hmm.
There's municipalities that need to certainly straighten out their financial house or straighten up their financial house.
Mm-hmm.
But there are thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of different municipal bond issues. And I think as an investor, you have to look at the issuer. I think in economic times like this, you want to certainly look at, bonds that have a very good ability to pay in good or bad economic times, general obligation bonds, which is backed by the full faith and credit and unlimited taxing power of the municipality.
Mm-hmm.
Essential purpose revenue bonds, like a water and sewer bond or, like a gas tax bond or something that's essential in good times and in bad. They're good things to be looking at right now.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. Now, in terms of structuring a person's portfolio, and we're talking here in very, very general terms, because each person's portfolio needs to be structured keeping his or her investment parameters, et cetera, in mind. But in general, how much of a portfolio would you say should be in the area of muni bonds?
Well, the way that I've always approached investing for individuals is to put an analyst or a wirehouse or a specific, take this asset allocation or this To me, it doesn't always make sense. I think what you said before, everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first thing an individual investor has to do is they have to decide what their objectives are. I think if their objectives are income, then, you know, municipal bonds certainly are a very, very good way to achieve that income. But remember, you could diversify and just hold municipal bonds.
Yeah.
As I said, it's the second. It's like one of the biggest over-the-counter markets in the world. There's thousands and thousands of issues. So, you know, there haven't been, if you buy investment-grade quality bonds over the last 100 years,
mm-hmm.
the actual default of a bond is negligible. All right, so you know, you could buy whether you have 100,000, you have a million, whatever, you could buy 10 or 15 different issues,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you have more diversification than history says you need. So again, to say, oh well, let's have 30% bonds and 30% in euro and 30% in emerging markets and 30. I don't always agree with those things.
Sure.
I think a lot of that is smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
Investor has to ask, what am I looking to do? What is my objective? If you could take if your objective is to get $4,000 a year in income, you put $100,000 into a bond over the next 10 years, it's $40,000, which is, you'd have to earn, $60,000 as an equivalent. You know, that's, look at the numbers. Don't worry about all those other things. But you can diversify just with municipal bonds, with other issues, if that is something that you want to do as an investor.
Well, let's take a specific number, okay? And again, we're talking in general terms, but I want to give you a specific number. Let's say a person needs to generate $36,000 a year in income. And let's say he or she wants to do that through municipal bonds, okay? How would they structure that?
Well, in general, if they need $36,000 in income, they would need approximately $1 million to be putting in bonds,
mm-hmm.
you know, at that 3.5% or 4%.
Right.
Again, I would suggest that people buy high-quality municipal bonds, which you can get that yield on, and you buy. And again, you can, doing this for 30 years, I know that I don't have a crystal ball. I've
right.
never met anybody that has one. So I don't know where rates are going to go. I don't know where they're going to go up, down. You know, 1983, I can remember I got into this business, and we had just gotten, I think in 82 it was, the prime rate was like 21%. So
yep.
I'd be talking to investors, and, you know, I'd be showing, at that time you can show like 10% AAA,
mm-hmm.
and they were waiting for higher rates. Well, 30 years later, they're still waiting. You know, and if you looked at the cost for that waiting, if they didn't invest then, it never makes sense. If you have investment dollars, if they're investment dollars, and you're using it to get that $35,000 or $36,000 a year in income, then pick out high-quality bonds, invest in those bonds, and enjoy the income. Right now, if someone says, well, I want to send my kid to college in 5 years, well, you might not be able to get 3.5%. You might have to buy, you need to buy a 5-year bond when your kid's going to school,
mm-hmm.
and then get the 1 or 2%, and then in 5 years, you have your whatever that principal was back. You have the $100,000 to send your kid to school. So it all depends upon the individual, but if you're looking for income, and if they are investment dollars, look at the return you can get. Always stay with safety is my belief. I don't believe you speculate with those types of dollars. You know, you want to speculate for the growth dollars. That's different. And then sit back and enjoy the income and get your, $35,000 or $40,000 you get every year. Don't pay tax on it, and enjoy your retirement or enjoy your life, whatever you're using it for.
Well, if you're not paying tax on it, because of the tax-free nature of a lot of these vehicles, that certainly is a very, very good way to go. And I would have to say, I think that the people who really ought to take a real hard look at what Bill and I are talking about right now are people who are approaching retirement, have capital that they can put into this, because you know what? The older you get, the more important monthly income is. Absolutely no question about that. Listen, if you want to get more information on Henyon and Walsh, simply click on the link which we have on our website. Again, this isn't investment advice. This is simply Big Al increasing his education. Going to be right back.
summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I've got David Salisbury on the line with me right now. David is the chairman of Passport Potash, longtime client of ours. I have done a fair amount of work with these folks. I've visited the property on a couple of different occasions down in Arizona. I can see no reason personally that this situation isn't going to turn out to be a very, very profitable situation for everybody. And when I say for everybody, I don't mean just necessarily the company and its shareholders. I think they're going to make a major impact within the agricultural community. You know, agriculture is something that you simply cannot do without, and that's probably the understatement of the century. And people need to eat, and consequently, soil enhancement is very, very important. Potash right now, the majority of potash utilized in the United States is imported. Passport is, I believe, on the way to changing at least part of that equation. Okay, don't construe this as investment advice. It is not investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor. Passport Potash is a sponsor on our website. If you want to get more information on this company, simply click on their banner. David, in the last couple of days, you guys have had some great news. Can you talk about that for us?
Yeah, we have an aggressive drilling program to expand our knowledge on the quality of the Passport the potash deposit here in the Holbrook Basin. So we've released the results of a number of recent holes that are very encouraging to us and quite consistent with what we've seen in the past, and we believe will be strong underpinnings as we prepare a revised NI 43-101 that's due out in late September. And we just reported four holes that show some great intercepts with good quality that we believe will, again, underpin a strong operational estimate that's coming out later towards the end of the year.
Now, in terms of continued work right now, now I know that you've increased your land size or asset size, I guess is a better way to put it, down there, and you did that fairly recently. What exactly do you have planned between now and December 31st, keeping in mind that in the particular location that you're in, there's no such thing as seasonality. Year-round is the name of the game.
We have an ongoing drilling program that will continue unabated through the rest of this year and into next year. We're focused primarily right now on getting that drilling done with the acquisition of the substantial Fitzgerald Ranch to the west of our existing Twin Buttes Ranch. We now have about 71,000 acres of continuous land. We continue to drill on the state sections and building a strong knowledge there. And with the end in mind of an upgraded NI 43-101, which is coming out in September. Parallel with that, we're working on our critical preliminary economic assessment that's due out in November. We believe this is critical because it will establish value and clearly represent that we've got a strong position in this basin and an economically viable project that we can advance in the coming year. So we're going to work very hard on those, focus on those, make sure we hit those deadlines, get them out on time. And then immediately following the completion of that, and in fact maybe even prior to that, we're beginning work on a feasibility study. It's our belief at this point in time that we will have a strong PEA. We want to move directly to feasibility study and bypass a pre-feasibility study. We'll take a bit more time to do that, but we want to put that together so we can advance this project to get it to the point where we can start putting facilities in the ground as quickly as we can.
Just recently, within the last few months, decided to raise some more money, somewhere in the neighborhood of a little over $5 million. Rather than go to the market to do that, they did an internal private placement. And if I'm not mistaken, David, most of that money was raised by one individual who's involved, or most of that money was supplied, if I'm not mistaken, by one individual involved with the company. Am I correct on that?
That's correct.
Yeah.
We've got some strong backing, some strong support for some private investors. But certainly we want to branch out and build our shareholder base.
Oh, sure.
And so we're looking for those opportunities as well. We continue to pursue with aggression the establishment of a strategic partner that would come in early on in the project and make an investment with an offtake agreement that will underpin the major investment we'll need to build this mine.
David, I'd like to talk a little bit about your background, because you have one of the more successful and richest backgrounds in the mining industry, I think, of almost anybody who I know. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
The last 17 years I spent with Rio Tinto in a variety of operational responsibilities. Most prominent among those was the managing director of Rössing Uranium, their large it's actually the world's largest open-pit uranium mine that is in Namibia. And I was instrumental in that operation and turning it around and actually getting a life extension for that operation. So My focus is both on new construction. I was the president and CEO of Resolution Copper, which is a joint venture between Rio Tinto and BHP, building what is to be a 600,000 ton per year copper mine in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I took a retirement from that to catch my breath, and then found this opportunity and moved here. So what I wanted to be able to do is bring my substantial experience in, which is global, basically, you know, from my international experience as well as domestic experience. This is my fourth new mine that I've had some impact in. Very early in my career, I was responsible for building a new coal mine in North Dakota that's associated with the Great Plains Coal Gasification Plant, but that operation remains today one of the most productive coal mines in the United States. So I've been through the whole process. I've opened mines, I've closed mines, I've been in the middle life crisis of mines and been successful in turning them around, and that background gives me insights that not a lot of people will have gained over a career. So I've got a chance to see it from beginning to end and all of the challenges that exist in the middle, and that's what I bring to the project here at Passport.
David, what brought you out of retirement?
I'm just excited about the project. I see this as a great opportunity. The deposit is significant. It's new. It's never been developed before, which is, you know, sometimes you have to break down some biases. People have a view of what a potash deposit would be, and many times that's what they see in Saskatchewan. This is a basin that's got substantial resources. It's low risk because it's standard mining practices. There's nothing special about it. The processing will be uncomplicated and routine. It's in an environment that's a friendly environment in the state. It's private and state land, so the permitting is going to be much different than if you were working on a federal tract of land, so we'll be able to get that through. There are just really a lot of positives about this, and it's in an area of the state that needs jobs, needs the employment, and we have a strong community support behind us, and I just felt like it was a great opportunity to bring my expertise and skills to bear in bringing something that would have substantial impact for both the state of Arizona, the people of Holbrook, and the nation as whole as we import most of our potash. Let's be a local producer.
Well, you know, I can second that, and I have to tell you that two times I have been down to the property, I have to say that the community support down there is substantial, and the amount of employment that you'll be bringing to the Holbrook Basin, I think, is certainly going to be beneficial for that basin. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is not investment advice. If you want more information on this company, simply click on their banner. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Hope you find that information about individual companies to be worthwhile. Remember, it's not investment advice because I'm not a registered investment advisor, and I wouldn't even begin to try and give personal investment advice. It just, that's not my game. Having said that, I have Steve Taylor on the line with me right now. Steve and I are very, very intrigued with what Jordan Goodman was saying in the first hour of the show when he was talking about the virtues of investing in real estate, assuming that you pay cash, number one, and number two, assuming that the piece of property that you purchase would provide good rental income, as Jordan brought out very accurately, I think. You know, you can get 6 or 7% on your money potentially when you do that. The rental market right now in the residential sector is very, very good. There's no question about that. Having said that, Steve, you know, you live in the Seattle area. The real estate market hasn't been hurt that badly, certainly in the urban part of Seattle, you know, in Seattle proper. Some of the outlying areas aren't doing particularly well right now, but I know that you are very active in the real estate sector. You have been for a long time. What do you think about Jordan's thesis, for lack of better terms, that purchasing rental properties for cash makes a lot of sense right now?
Oh, I think it absolutely makes a lot of sense right now. But like anything else, you have to be careful where you're buying. I certainly wouldn't be going to, say, Detroit, no. Where there's a huge, huge overhang and there isn't many jobs. Certainly try to pick an area that's certainly has restrictions on new building. That's one thing. Certainly growing in terms of jobs and showing some strength in terms of the rental market.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've talked about on the show before, when you're talking like a, say, a Las Vegas,
yeah,
where there's really no limit to new construction there because there's all kinds of expansive desert that's just asking for something to be built on it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about, say, a Seattle that's geographically limited, or a Northern California, say the Bay Area, where you have restrictions on new building and so forth, there you're talking about, you know, almost unlimited potential in terms of growth for existing properties because they just aren't building anything new, or what's being built as new is so far out that it doesn't make sense for people to commute that far.
Yeah. You know, you bring up an interesting point about places like Las Vegas and the desert and places like that. I'm not really noticing, certainly in the Palm Springs area, that there are any deals in terms of rentals. People are still getting, for $250,000 condominiums, they're still getting $3,000 a month, or even in some cases a little bit more, for those units as rentals. Now, the difference being in Palm Springs, you're not going to get that $3,000 to $3,500 a month year round because you've got 4 or 5 months down there that it's really, really slow because it's so darn hot. But you know, if you factor it out or if you average out over a year, you're still getting $1,500 to $1,700 a month on something that you can right now purchase down there for even as low as $200,000. But there's another consideration down there that you also have to take into effect because it's a major one. Most of the condominiums in the Palm Springs area, let's be perfectly realistic and call it, or perfectly accurate, I should say, and call it the Coachella Valley. Most of those units have some significant expenses involved with them other than the purchase, in that you're going to have an HOA down there of a homeowners association fee of typically $500 a month. So you've got to consider that one, too. I think that rentals are a good idea, not just because of the 6 to 7% a month that you can get on your money, but I think if your time frame is long enough, for example, 10 years or more, I think you're going to get at least 5 or 6% on your money, but then you have a very real possibility of price appreciation.
Certainly, I feel that's true. I think that the housing market will begin to recover. We're not going to see the numbers that we saw back in the 2000 range where they were appreciated 20% a year.
No.
But we are going to see some. Now, your example, Palm Springs, is a good one in itself, but of course Palm Springs is a retirement / resort community.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't many jobs there versus, say, a Seattle or San Francisco, where we're talking about employment is on the upswing, even though nationally employment, as we just saw, tick back up again this month for June. So nationally unemployment isn't very strong, but in certain areas like a Seattle, employment is back on the upswing, and especially when you're looking at it from a rental point of view, where you'd be acquiring a property for cash and then renting it, you have to look at apartment lease rates, because that's really a bellwether in terms of rental rates. And nationally, apartment rental rates or vacancy rates are down below 5%, which is literally unheard of, and that's down from almost 6% a year ago this time. And that's really causing a spike in rental fees and lease costs monthly. And so that bodes very well for individual homes to be leased out, because for many couples or families, they certainly prefer an individual home versus the apartment or condominium living.
Well, I have to say, I agree with what you're saying, and I agree with what Jordan was saying in the first hour of the show, in the sense that I think real estate is a very interesting place to be right now. Now, as our listeners are aware, about 25% of our assets are in real estate, and I'm very comfortable with that. The thing I particularly like about real estate is that it shares a couple of attributes with two of my other favorite areas of investing. One of them being the agricultural industry, and the other one being the energy industry. You know, without energy, the world's going to stop. And so that I think is a very good place to be invested in. Without agriculture, a strong agricultural industry, the world's going to starve. And that certainly is not something that human nature is going to allow to happen. Real estate's the same way. As an old friend of mine used to say about real estate, you know, when it rains, the one advantage of it is when it rains, you're not going to get wet. There's always going to be a demand in certain sectors in the area of real estate, and you know, the rental market, as we said numerous times already in this segment, is very, very strong right now. So I would say that I personally am pretty comfortable with our real estate holdings. You know, I'm as listeners are aware, we have a three-bedroom unit in the area where we live that is utilized as a rental. Thinking seriously about selling it, even though it would, you know, provide us with a substantial loss, which I don't particularly want to do. But we are now starting to favor actually going in the direction of renting it out, because what the heck, prices eventually will come back.
Absolutely. Prices will begin. We're already seeing some really nice recovery in a lot of markets, and the prices have probably bottomed in many markets.
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, to realize something that I've probably been beating a dead horse by saying this over and over again, but, you know, there's so much uncertainty in the world right now. There's so much uncertainty in the financial community that you really want to be invested in areas that are absolute necessities. And, you know, as I said, agriculture is one, real estate is another one, and because of the psychology of investors, I would also say that hard assets very definitely fall into that category also. I would say that what I'm personally doing, and I'm not suggesting that anybody else follow my lead, I'm just saying what I'm doing, and that is in terms of the conventional stock market as it relates to the financial industry, for lack of better terms, banks, etc. I don't think right now that's a good place to be. We got 30 seconds and you got the final word.
Well, as you said, I mean, there's certain necessities that people are always going to need. Real estate, whether it's owning their own home or renting, is definitely one. They can't really get by without it. And that's why, as they say, buy real estate, they're not making any more of it. Well, that's not necessarily true. But in certain areas, real estate is always going to be available. It's always going to be needed. It's always going to be a good source of income.
And there's the case right now. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be right back with Dan Pacenti. We're going to talk about outsourcing and how the government, we believe, is playing a negative role in that area.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Got my buddy Dan Pacetti on the line with me. Dan is a lifelong resident of the Bay Area. He is a CPA. Very interesting individual, has had comments written in various publications, not the least of which is the Wall Street Journal. He is very, very opinionated, very conservative, but everything that he says, in my mind, makes sense. You know, kind of to elaborate on that a little bit, Kathy and I had dinner with Dan's parents, Ed and Janet, about 6 months ago, and Ed also is a very conservative, well-thought-out individual, and everything that he talked about in that conversation, conservatives versus liberals, was the topic. Made my wife really stop and think, and as we were driving back to our hotel, she said, you know, maybe I need to look a little further into this situation after what Ed was saying. Okay, that's very, very true. A couple of topics that I want to touch on with Dan, because they both really, to a large extent, relate to not only the Bay Area, but to our country. That a very interesting comment regarding a video that I put up on the site this past week where Diane Sawyer, ABC News, was talking about outsourcing in the United States. PastExpiry.com made the following comment. He said, I can't believe there isn't more public outrage about this. If this was a news story in Canada, with our prime minister standing in front of a bridge project built with Chinese steel, he would lose the next election guaranteed. Reminds me of another story where Obama is in a factory saying how it was a great example because it had just hired hundreds of workers. Evidently, he didn't look at the company's sign because it was a robotics factory. I'm in a technical field, and I can tell you that sure, technology like robotics improves accuracy, production, costs, etc., but the jobs it replaces are simply not replaced one-on-one with the new skilled technical jobs to fix, maintain, and install robotics, for example. What is going on when we have an economy that's on the ropes, we've got very high unemployment numbers, and a major billion-dollar project like the Bay Bridge in San Francisco is outsourcing a lot of the supply and a certain amount of the workers also. Dan, what's your opinion on that?
I think there are two considerations that we have to deal with. The first is that the money that's being spent at the federal and state and local level is taxpayer money, and that money has to be spent wisely, and it has to be spent in a competitive process. So if you find that that a foreign entity has a competitive advantage, a significant one, then in the interest of the taxpayer, you have to make sure the taxpayer gets a good deal for their money. In the case of some of these large projects in the Bay Area here, Doyle Drive coming off the Golden Gate Bridge, a billion-dollar-plus project, the building of the Bay Bridge, that you sometimes have to look to foreign suppliers. You just do to get a better deal. If we can't do it here competitively, That's just the nature of that. Otherwise, you're ripping yourself off, because there are some other areas where the United States has competitive advantages, and if you outsourcing gets a bad rap, but in a lot of cases, it's the intelligent thing to do, because it frees you up to do the things that you're much better at in the higher margin projects. But these are high margin projects. The sad story is that Americans may not be competitive in some of these areas, and it could be our dollar, it could be a variety of different reasons. But so one thing is you got to consider the taxpayer. The second thing you have to consider is, of course, the jobs and the revenues that it creates, the tax revenues it creates by having American contractors, American labor. And I'm not so sure that the people that hire out, that offer out these contracts, if they consider all of the ramifications of what they do. I think they're cognizant of the fact that they use Chinese contractors or French contractors, that that's going to be politically going to be a problem. But I'm not sure they crunch the numbers well enough to determine what they're going to lose in lost revenue from taxation and what they're going to lose in employment, and add that in and make a grand decision. So it's really a more complex issue than it sounds like on the surface.
Maybe a more complex issue than it sounds like on the surface, but to me, it's very, very simple. If we are not competitive, and as a result of that, we have such a high unemployment rate, we have to become competitive, as opposed to just, you know, weeping and moaning about the fact that workers overseas will work cheaper. I mean, look what happened, for example, to the automobile industry in the United States, because we simply weren't competitive. We had an inferior product, we had high costs, and we had auto workers who, in some cases, were exorbitantly overpaid. Consequently, the Japanese automakers, now the Korean automakers, certainly the German automakers are cutting a fat hog, because their products for a long time were significantly better than ours. We need to do something to change that. I feel really, really strongly about that, and I have to applaud ABC News, Dan, for bringing up the fact that, you know, we need to change, and nobody can make me think any differently on that one. Going on to another deal, I think that we have too many societal issues right now that really aren't of any significant consequence that are taking over the minds of Americans. They're becoming major election issues right now, and I think a really good example is something that just happened this past week, or tried to happen this past week, with the Chick-fil-A situation. You know, the family that owns Chick-fil-A they're very strong Christians. They simply believe what they believe, and as a result of their personal beliefs, there are organizations out there that are, I would have to say, bullying them into attempting to vocally change their beliefs. Now, I have to tell you, if we're talking here about a public situation, and by that I mean a public sector policy, that's one thing, but we're not. We're talking about a private business which is owned by a family that has certain beliefs, and their beliefs are very basic. They're saying, regarding the issue of gay marriage, they're saying, look, since day one, the term marriage has been between a man and a woman, and they're getting lambasted because of that particular opinion. Boy, I'll tell you, we're focused in totally the wrong areas if we're going to devote all of our time to an issue of semantics, don't you think?
You know, we're in the age of the death of common sense. It's the view of traditional marriage has been held forever, and it's a relatively recent attempt by certain groups to make it equivalent with traditional marriage, make gay marriage or gay unions equivalent to traditional marriage. Yeah, and the euphemisms are flying. Now it's anti-marriage equality. If you don't agree with it, Proposition 8 out in here in California, which tried to make traditional marriage the standard in California, it became Proposition 8, and this is the way you're treated. So you have to, and you're called a bigot. You're called a hater if you don't go along with the line. It's total bullying. So you'd have to say the President of the United States is a bigot, and a hater, because that was his view right up until
it became convenient for it not to be his view. But again, you don't have to have religion to come to this realization. You can look at the complementarity of the sexes, of the genders. Homosexuality out of it. Take the whole concept out of it. The concept of marriage is primarily to raise the next people, the next kids that come up and become adults. And you don't want, if you look, common sense would tell you, you don't want two of your guy friends entering that enterprise. You don't want two of your girlfriends entering that enterprise. Kids need to see the filters of both genders. They need to see the craziness of both sides and see the goodness of both sides and learn how to be an adult. You know, just from a common sense standpoint. So, but nobody ever asks the opposing side where their line is. There's a million other types of unions you can describe, and should those all be considered? Should there be no rules about what the traditional unit should be? But for someone to come in the United States and have an opinion and then be treated a certain way because his opinion doesn't agree with the current popular one in some areas, like San Francisco. In San Francisco, Chick-fil-A couldn't get property permitted for miles because of their view, because it doesn't fit with the flavor here of the month. But, you know, it's a sad situation in the United States, and I think people are starting to buy into the crazy language it's using, like that anti-marriage equality language. That, you know, if people are so mush-headed that they don't even think through it and don't think of the long-term consequences of making changes to the basic structures, their basic institutions, we're in big trouble.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.